is on Shabbos, and she should be herself a Mevitz Yoisha for her family, or her children, and her grandchildren, and you should hear Besulas Tovas in her family, Mevitz Hashem, the Ilu Nishmasa, the Ganezin, Taimun Ukhosa.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Roth broke out. I wasn't able to... Who is it in Luna Schmatz? For whom?
Ito Riva, Rivka, Bastard Ye...
It's getting bad, Klita. It's not working. I think we have to go back to the phone.
You can't hear me.
No, I wasn't able to. Anybody, just raise your hand if you couldn't hear.
Just a few, like a second, it went off, and then we came back.
It's choppy. It's off and on.
What do you want me to do? You want me to call up?
I think it's best to just call up and do what we've done in the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
We'll see your face. We'll see your lips moving, and it'll be through the phone instead of the audio on the computer.
I'll call up now.
All right. Let me turn off the recording.
This year is dedicated to Ilu Nishmas Ha'ita Ita Riva Rivka Basra Yitzchok. The Ilu Nishmasa, the Ganeven Tehemu Nuchasa, her Yortzeit is on Shabbos. She should be a Melitz Yosha in Mitzvah Hashem for her family, for her children and her grandchildren, and we should hear Besuah Tovas in her family, Mitzvah Hashem. There is something very different about the Golas of Mitzrayim that is not the same as we have by the other Golasim, meaning that we have a specific requisition when it comes to Mitzrayim. We see in the Rambam brings down, B'chol dor v'dor chayev ha'odom laharois es atzmoi ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo yotzo ato mishibot Mitzrayim. And the wording there in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chometz u'Matzah, is much more specific and particular than it is in the Haggadah. The Haggadah says, B'chol adam lirois es atzmo. The Rambam says, laharois es atzmo. You must cause yourself to see as if you were in Mitzrayim and you came out of Mitzrayim. It's ki'ilu yotza ato, and you came out now from Mitzrayim. We don't have that by, for example, high bottom lirois es matzo, he was on the gardens of Babylon, or he was in Shushan. There's no requisition for that. Why is it, specifically by Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have this extra order, this extra chova, which is on our heads? It's a unique requisition which the Torah puts on us, more than any other goddess. What's behind it? The reason, perhaps, is that Mitzrayim is recorded in the Sefer Devarim in Parshas Bo-Yitzchanan as being a kur ha-balzel. Let me read out the words to you. Vayotzi eschem mi kur ha-balzel mi Mitzrayim, liyoslo la'am nachalo kayom hazeh. And the wording of the kur balzel, Rashi says, is a crucible for smelting it, for refining it, meaning any impurities which are in the metal are put inside the crucible, and it's smelted, and you come out with pure gold, or pure silver, whatever it is. Mitzrayim was a kur ha-balzel for us. We came in under a very, very low level of tumah, and we lived under a level of tumah, and we came out utterly refined, completely different. Am segula mikol ha'amim, am amlechus koyanim, when we reached Sinai. And therefore, Mitzrayim had a unique quality to it. It didn't have the same thing, the same qualities by Bavel, nor by Yavon, by Shushan. It's not the same as that. Mitzrayim changed our whole identity. In reality, you could say it became our apprenticeship to become integral part of Klal Yisrael. It was a breeding ground. Mitzrayim was unique, and that's one of the reasons why we have a deeper requisition and much more demanding than any other goddess. Let me give you three examples of how we see this kur ha-balzel in action, which really maybe should apply it. B'chol dor v'dor in the year Tovshin Hei Aleph, in the year 221. We're also required as if we came out. Let's understand, I took three examples maybe of how this kur ha-balzel works, and you'll see it, I hope, after these examples. There's no question that the wonders of Mitzrayim, of the Nisim and Niflaos, were remarkable beyond our even understanding. When we look back in hindsight, when we consider all the miracles which were involved, the Nisim and the Flaws, it's really beyond our understanding to cope with them. It's almost a little like a person, yes, I know there are 10 Makos, I know there's Kriyas Yamsuf, but that's not enough. If you really want to take it out as a Kur HaBalzel, the Limudim and the parts which we take out for Emunah are far, far deeper than that, just to know the fact that there were 10 Makos. It's much deeper. And we must try and understand exactly what these makas were, because from these makas, develops the whole emunah of Klal Yisrael. The emunah bitochen comes from Mitzrayim. Let me give you a moshul which I remember hearing that the Bishop of Oz was once asked by somebody, how can we possibly understand the difficulties and the tragedy of the Shoah? 6 million Jews, it's beyond our understanding. And the Bishop says, you're quite right. For us to be massing the tragedy of the Holocaust is incredible for us. We can't really perceive it. So he gave a moshul. Supposing a person is moving home, and the sabalim, the movers, come in, and they go into a room, and the owner is standing in the room, and he watches them pick up a cabinet and go out of the room. And he turns around and says, stop, stop. He screams at them. He says, no way. There's no way that this cabinet can go through. I ask of you, please dismantle the cupboard, first of all, before you take it through. You can't take it through as it is. It can't go through. So they listen to him, and they take down the walls, and they take down the doors, and they take everything off. And piece by piece, they take it through. So the Biskolov, that's how you must look and understand, you see, the Shoah. The Shoah is on the same basis. You can't possibly understand 6 million. But take a village, I don't know, take Kelm, take Tells, take a certain family, take something, and maybe think about that, what it means, the tragedy of the kinder transport, of all these different difficulties which people went. Take it in specifics, and then you can understand it perhaps more than the Biskolov. And that's really the Havdil Elef Havdolos, the same thing by Mitzrayim. If we are to grow, b'chol doiva dor, as if we went out of Mitzrayim, we are to grow in Emunah, what we have to do is to take specifically like one nes or two nisim and think about it in great detail. Let me do some work for you. I'll give you an example. The Makkah of Makkah's Becholos is an incredible Makkah. What it meant. At that night, at the clock struck 12, all the firstborn died, and it was a tremendous wailing and moaning in Mitzrayim. And Chazal say that even they used to do in Mitzrayim, they used to take their firstborn and bury them in their houses. At 12 o'clock at night, the dogs roamed into the houses, groveled up the dirt, and pulled out the Bechor who had died from the grave so that they could see that Ein Bayis Asher Ein Son Meis, even if the firstborn had already died. There's a beautiful medrash which brings out that an old woman turned around and said to Moshe Rabbeinu, this can't happen to me because my firstborn died. And the dog came in and pulled out the mace from the grave. Incredible what it meant there. And a few minutes away in Goshen, they're all singing, Hallelu Avde Hashem, Balavde Power. Incredible scenes. If you visualize this, what it means, we can grow enormously from this Kol Habalzo, from this melting pot in the Limudim of Emunah, which we can take out of Mitzrayim. And it's prime work, and that's what we're supposed to do in our time. Take, for example, Kriyas Yamsuf, you know, an incredible sight. It was all dry land, and they went through in 12 rows, in 12 different channels they came through, with water frozen above them and underneath them, and dry land. And then the greatest cavalry in the world, 600 of the greatest cavalrymen came in and drowned right in front of their eyes, and all the gold and silver came out on the other. Incredible nisim, unbelievable nisim, these things. And therefore, we must grow in our emunah from the nisim of Mitzrayim. The Ramban says it quite clearly, and he puts it in the most beautiful way at the end of Parshas Zoi. How are we supposed to grow from these emunim, these points of emunah, of the different miracles which happen in emunah? How are we supposed to grow? And the Ramban says like this at the end of Parshas Zoi. Listen to these beautiful words. Umin anisim hagedolim umufusonim. And from the great wondrous miracles, like, for example, Makkah's Bechoros and Kriyas Yamsuf, Odom Moideh B'Nisim HaNistorim, a man can then begin to recognize the Nisim HaNistorim, the hidden miracles, Shehein Yesod HaTorah Kula. And that's the basis of all the Torah. From these great, great wondrous miracles, a person then can think about the everyday things that happens in his life. What happens at the kitchen table? What happens in his life? What happens in his family? Why? She'ein la'odom chelek b'torah Moshe Rabbeinu. What strong words. A person has no part or no partnership whatsoever with Torah Moshe, ad she'namin, until we believe, from these nisim afusamim to the nisim haktanim, she'kol devoreinu mikreinu kulam nisim. Everything is a nes. She'ein v'hem teva u'min hoga shalaylam. There's no such things as teva or nature in the world. Bein b'rabim bein b'yochim. But we learn it from these great miracles. A person must extrapolate and make a progression from these great miracles, from the small ones as well. If you do the mitzvahs, yatzid chenu scharoi, and if not, then a person la'olein yachrisenu onsha, a person receives an oinish. Hakol v'gzeiros elyon. Everything is a gzeiros elyon. But that, Rabbi Yisai, is a kor habalzo. This is what we're suggesting here. A person grows from Mitzrayim when he considers these the whole Dor v'Dor. And that's one of the reasons why Mitzrayim is right in front of us. When a person can use the points of Emunah for his apprenticeship and can grow as a Jew from these limudim of Emunah, then he really becomes a Yehudi. He graduates. This is the breeding ground in Emunah. That's one area. Take another area, which perhaps we can say as where we grew as Jews in Mitzrayim, from the whole Dor v'Dor. Yadua, that the Torah HaKadoshah is not a 9-to-5 vocation. Nothing like that. You don't occasionally like tune in and then clock out. It doesn't work like that. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid, the mitzvahs of the Shulchan Aruch are literally 24-7. We are completely, continually bound. What shall I do here? What shall I say here? How shall I react in this challenge? Everything is governed by a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week monitor. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is. From the minute we wake up until the minute we go to sleep at night, every day of our lives is controlled by the Torah HaKadoshah. And that's an avoda gedola va'oid. That's a tremendous avoda. And that avoda is required according to the avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me ask you, where did Klal Yisrael learn this? How could they possibly adapt and become so alert to this sort of avoda? The answer is, the same thing was in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, there was no such thing as time in or time out. In Mitzrayim, there was constant alertness. In other words, a Mitzri could knock on the door and bang on the door and pull you out after a hard day's work of 12 hours and take you wherever he wanted to and make you do whatever he wanted you to do. There was no such thing as a break, no relapse at all, nothing at all. You were on constant call for the Mitzriim. And maybe from there, we begin to understand why Klal Yisrael said when they were told they were leaving Mitzrayim, Alu Avdei Hashem Bavadei Power, out of gratitude for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll do a 24-hour, 7-day shift. We'll take it on, better than being by power. But where did it come from? It came from the Kur HaBalzel of Mitzrayim. How does a Jew able to be continually alert, davening 3 times a day, mitzvahs, machshava, dibur, maisa, all the requisitions which we have? It's a lifetime occupied career. It's a career, Avodas HaKodesh. Perhaps it comes from Mitzrayim. We learned it from there because we were on call there. And that's what they meant when they said, Halalu Avdei Hashem Bela Avdei Paroi. Let me take a third area. The first is the Limudim of Emunah, which we have to adapt and learn ourselves and grow from them. The second is the aspect of the Avodas HaKodesh, which is continual. And the third area, maybe we can suggest as follows. Many mitzvahs in the Torah require a great deal of empathy and kindness. Many mitzvahs. For example, the yosayim, the almona, the oni. We must care a great deal for other people. The empathy is crucial in many, many mitzvahs. It's part of the making of a Jew. The Kor HaBalzel in Mitzrayim was that in Mitzrayim they took upon themselves to look after each other, to be careful with each other. You know the famous chazal that they say, Rashi I think brings down, that Klal Yisrael took upon themselves in Mitzrayim not to change their name, not to change their language, and also to wear Jewish clothing. But there was more than that. They did not speak Lashon Hara about each other. They never collaborated with the enemy and said bad about from one Jew to another to a Mitzri. They were very careful with each other. They cared a tremendous amount about each other. And the care and the chesed which they had was phenomenal. We'll see in a few minutes the Mialdas, what the Shifra and Pur did. That care and concern came out of its line. The Zachalta ki Eved Hoyisa. You were in that position. And therefore, where did it come from that we're able to be such Mika Amuch Yisrael? How can we be such incredibly kind and generous people? Where did this benevolence come from? You'll say it comes from Avraham Avinu. Yes, there is a Masoris there. But this national trait which Klal Yisrael has, which is a phenomenal trait of kindness, phenomenal case of kindness. I remember when I was in Ha'anof, the Rosh Yeshiva of Be'er Yaakov, the great Gadol, Ozen Gadol, Moshe Shmuel Shapira, Zecho Tzadik Livracha, I remember he once told a maisa over that at the beginning of the Second World War, the British government asked for support for the war effort. The people should come forward and give money and give help or something. And I think I can't remember the amount, but it was a very paltry sum. It was incredible. Maybe £150,000 or something came in. You know, by us, we'd be unbelievably embarrassed by us, by Klal Yisrael. There's no such concept of giving like Klal Yisrael gives. Where did it come from? It came from Mitzrayim. the Kur HaBalzel brought us into that position. That was the apprenticeship of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, our whole identity changed to be such givers. Nedibe Amim Nesofu Amalek Avon. It all came from Mitzrayim. These are the three areas, and there are many more others, but the Emunah, the continual Avodah, and the kindness which comes out of Klal Yisrael, all these is the Kur HaBalzel which we took out. And therefore, when we say, Behold, Dovodah, Chayav Odom Lahawes Es Atzmai, these are the areas where we grew. We didn't grow like that in Bavel. We didn't grow like that in Yovan. It was different. And that's the reason why Reb Yerucham writes, in one of the Maamorim of Reb Yerucham, I was looking, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is like the revealed manifesto of every Jew. This is the identity. This is the constitution. This is the way you work. And we continue, we refer to it continually. We never stop talking about Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every day, twice a day, in Shema, in the morning and in the evening, you say Shema, Asher Tzitzias Sameach Mitzrayim, Tfilin Sheyad, Tfilin Shabaroish, it's all Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mezuzah on the door, all these, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. You should know as well, every time, I was thinking about it this week when I was preparing the Shia, every time you ever come and stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before Shachris and Ma'ariv, you always take a trip down to the Yam Suf. Every time, it's a virtual trip. Think seconds before you come to Shemoneh Esrei. Ezras, Mimitzrayim, Gealtonu, Miveis Avodim, Pedisonu. And then you say, Shir HaDosh, Shibuchu, Gino Shimcha, Al Sfas Hayom, Yachad Kulam Hoidivim Lichu, and then you start Shemoneh Esrei. And that's how you begin yourself. And that's the mitzvah of being Soneh Ku'ul Eretzfila. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is inside us, and therefore, that's the reason why it's so relevant to us in our time. It's part of our lives. Sukkah, tonight when you say Kiddush, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, everything is under that basis. And therefore, that's the reason why we say, Kol Ha'Ma'abed Asav Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hareza Meshubach. Why? Because you're identifying much more. And that's the great the Kur HaBalzel in Mitzrayim. And that's why it's so revealed. We continually talk about Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything is that. Why? Because that's where we gained our identity. What was it? In basic terms, it was the launch for Klal Yisrael into Ruchnias. We were on the lowest possible level of Memte Shari Tuma, even though they kept their names, and they didn't speak Lashon Hara about each other, and they kept their begodim, but they were over the Avodah Zorah, and that was the great tragedy of Klal Yisrael. They assimilated after the Shvatim died, they took on the habits and the customs and the behavior of the Mitzrayim, and they sank tremendously. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't taken us out then, in the time for the dough to arise, they would have already gone into the 50th level, it would be too late. If Hashem took us out just at the right moment, and any more, we wouldn't have been able to come out. We were launched into Ruchnias. We changed our identity with tremendous Kedusha. And that was the greatness of Mitzrayim. And therefore, behold, to continue on this manifesto, continue on this requisition, you have to keep on talking about Mitzrayim, because that's where we grew from. It's interesting, I saw Chazal brings down that every nation in the world has a Sar, a ministering angel in Shemayim. The name of the Sar of Mitzrayim is Gehinnom. There's nothing more abysmal and doomed than Gehinnom. Gehinnom is the end, there's zero Ruchnias there. And that's what we came out of. We changed our identity and we became into Am Yisrael through that. We were lifted up and that was a great kedusha behind it. And that's the Kur HaBalzel, and therefore we're mechuyev all the time, laharos et asmai, ki'ilu yotza atom Mitzrayim, and that's our duty, more than Bavel, more than Yovan, much more than that. If that's the case, then how do we apply it in the year 2021, in Toshin Pe'alah? How are we supposed to apply it? What is our obligation? I wanted to make it, that's maybe the theory, now it's going into practice. How do we practice this in our times, that we can see as if we are going out of Mitzrayim. In what way? Today is actually the Yortzeit of Agon Rav Dessler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Kof Dalet Teves. And he says at the beginning of his writings on Pesach, Michta Melech, he says a beautiful point. He says that Mitzrayim is Miloshen Meitzar, when you're restricted, when you're held in, when you're limited in your behavior, in your action. Goodness me. Isn't that relevant to what we're going through now with the Quran? We are in Mitzrayim. We are today in Mitzrayim. We are restricted, our behavior, our conduct. The corona has brought us back literally into Mitzrayim. And the Mitzrayim does not mean the land of Mitzrayim, says Rav Dessler, it's much more. And that's why we say, min ha-meitzah korosiko, ononi ba-me'achavko. Min ha-meitzah, the meitzah is Mitzrayim. And that's what we're going through now. And that's our position. Personally, a person feels very restricted and he's no social contact. And never the difficulties which we're going through, never the Yosemim and Amonas, people, so many people are sick in hospital, never the Shemim Bafur Shanema and the people who lost their Parnasa. It's a Meitzah. We're going through Mitzrayim in our times. We are going through. And all the Ikvases of Mashiach which we're going through, and the secular values of the Goyim which are coming out, and the enormous tragedies which are going on. Who knows what's going to be in America now with the democratic government there. It's a position of Meitzah. It's a tremendous mate. We are still in Mitzrayim. It's not as if it's a historical event which we're going through again. No. Once again, but we are in that position now. I was thinking, if you have a chance, look at Perek Kuf Yud Ches in Tehillim. The famous Perek which we say in Hillel, in Hallel. Hodul Hashem ki tov ki li olam chasto, yomono yisot ki li olam chasto, yomono beis alam, yomono yirei Hashem ki li olam chasto. That's all Shechiyonu b'kiyamonu v'yigonu azmanu. That's the thanks that we're supposed to have. The appreciation for everything that we have in our times. Next words. Min ha-meitza ko rosiko. Ononi ba-me'er chavko. Isn't that our status now? It's like a pendulum. We go backwards and forwards. On the one hand, we're so thankful, HaKadosh Baruch, for what we have. Thank you for all that you've given us. We're alive today, and we can make Shabbos, and we can enjoy Shabbos together. We're thankful for that. That's the Hodul Hashem Kitov, but then you flip over, we're under the situation of a Meitzah, and we are in that position nowadays, and we have to realize that. And that's what Rav Dessler meant in it. That's Zuchusa Yogen Aleinu, in his Erebiz Yotzeit. We are in the case of a Meitzah. So what we must do, I'd like to suggest, is under these circumstances, we really have to take a look at Parshas Shemois and select certain messages of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which are certainly relevant in our Mitzrayim, which we're going through now. The first one is really the opening chapters of Sefer Shemois, which we see quite clearly. It's packed with the most exquisite scenes of domestic bliss, of how people behaved, Bein Odom Lachaveiro, in the most beautiful, beautiful way. If you look carefully at all these different scenes, domestic scenes, They're priceless in Bein Odom Lachaveiro. They are literally lessons which were put on the wall, and you should look at these messages. And that's B'chol Dover Dorchai Le'irut Atzma, because this is how they came out of Mitzrayim. They came out through the following scenes. And nearly all these scenes, I would like to suggest La'aniyos Da'ati, all having them, two primary topics. The first is the empathy, the understanding of the position a person was going through. And secondly is the regesh, the leiv, the emotion. Let me give you some examples. Miriam came in front of her parents and saw the enormous anxiety between Yocheved and Amram. Nebuch, parents have to be separated. She felt their pain. She understood what they were going through. She understood that. She understood their difficulty. She also saw the physical needs of Klal Yisrael. Your gezeira is worse than Paro. Paro is gezeira on the boys, and your gezeira. We need the people, the physical. We need children in Klal Yisrael. If you, the leaders of the generation, separate, then what will happen in Klal Yisrael? There'll be nothing left. She worried, she was concerned, and she was needed for the physical needs of Klal Yisrael. We need children to be born. That's Miriam. Move on to the midwives. Why were they called Shifra and Pua? They were Miriam and Yocheved, as we know. Why were they given these names? Shifra means to physically look after the well-being of the child, to clean the child, to make sure the child is physically capable and good. Pua is to sing to the child, to coo the child, to poo. Pua means to sing and emotionally calm the child down. Those were the two roles which they had. And that's the nature of that way. They beheld as midwives, but they did much more than that. They organized gemachim, the Medrash brings down in Mitzrayim, and they organized money so that children, we're talking about six children in one go, ladies. We're not talking about one baby. Six in one go, and they davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that no child should come out maimed. No child would have a blemish. Because people might have a time and say they were working for Paroi. And every child came out whole
and sound and completely healthy and normal. Every child came out. That was the care of the Klal Yisrael, the physical needs and the emotional needs. That's what they did. Move on to Miriam, the babysitter. Miriam, a beautiful domestic scene, though. An older sister goes and stands by the water and watches to see. Ledea, to know what's happening, meaning she was involved with him. Umayasala, what's happening to him? Those are two things. Ledea means to know physically what's doing with him. Umayasala, the regesh, she was involved. She was looking after her younger brother. Beautiful scenes here. And this was the geula. All these scenes make up the scene until we come to the geula. Move on a little bit to Basia. Basia comes out. What did Basia do? She saw physically a little boy crying. And batachmoil olav, the physical needs of a child who's crying, and also the emotional needs of a child. Beautiful scenes, no? All these domestic scenes which we see all led to the eventual, these were the scenes which led to the geula which we know about. Moshe Rabbeinu, a 12-year-old boy, he didn't have to by any means come out of the palace. He was told that he was a Yid, and he walked the streets of Cairo crying his eyes out. He couldn't bear to see the suffering of his fellow Jews. And he changed Pekalach from an old woman, giving it to a young woman. He helped people, and he cried, walking through the streets, crying the mattresses. He couldn't take it. Noisav oylem chaver, says the Pasuk, Nosan Einov, he saw, he understood the needs, but libo, there's a regish, the physical needs and the emotional needs of the child. That's what he did. Moshe the snare. Moshe the snare was when he was dedicated to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. He refused. Why did he refuse? He refused for one main other reason, but amongst the reasons was, I can't do this. I have an older brother. It's not right for me to step in front of my older brother who's been the leader for 80 years. He felt for his brother. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Baracha, he'll see you. He'll understand that you are the Mashiach. The Samach Beribah, he'll be overjoyed for you, the emotion. These are the domestic scenes which all led up to the Geula. And we have to understand that. The Torah Gresha Dafka tells us these scenes of Basia and Miriam and Moshe. All these scenes make up the eventual Geula. And therefore, when we look at ourselves in the time of Mitzrayim, and we see what's going on with ourselves, we are the Meitzah. But these domestic scenes are the way we should relate. I'm suggesting Bein Adam L'Chaveyoy. Of course, we have to add in as well the immense modesty of Klal Yisrael. The beautiful Pasuk in Klal Yisrael. In all these scenes, there's tremendous modesty as well. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Gal no'u achoy sichalo. Gal no'u umayan chosum. Such a beautiful Pasuk. Says the Medrash. Gal no'u, a sealed garden, that refers to the young girls who would not mix with the Egyptian men. Achoy sichalo, that's the young girls. Gal no'u, means a co-spring, means the women would not cohort, would not be together with any of the Egyptian men. And Mayan Chosum refers to the men. The men sealed up their fountain, they would not mix with any of the Egyptian women. That modesty is added onto it as well. And therefore the Sneas had a tremendous part to play in Klal Yisrael. And that's the reason why we say in Halel, the Tzeis Yisrael Mimitzroyim, Beis Yaakov Me'am Loyeis. The Tzeis Yisrael Mimitzroyim refers to the men. Beis Yaakov refers to the women. And Loez, there was tremendous laz, there was tremendous scorn against Klal Yisrael, tremendous scorn. And they said, if the Egyptians controlled them physically, they certainly controlled them, the women, and they took hold of the women. It's not true. There was no Hayasa Yehuda Lakodsha. There was tremendous Kedusha there. And therefore, I'm suggesting, as a first part of the Mitzias Mitzrayim, which we must take out in Mitzrayim of our times, we are in Mitzrayim of our times, is that the domestic scenes of Bein Adam L'Chaveyoy and the modesty which Klal Yisrael have, and that's part of the parasha of Parsha Shemos which we have. Move on a minute. We then see Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare. And the snare really had several purposes behind the snare. The first, as you know, was to designate Moshe Rabbeinu to be the manhig in Klal Yisrael. He was chosen. But really, in all intents and purposes, the snare really had one purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I know what's going on. I understand the scene, I see your great difficulty, and now I'm prepared to come down and help Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, and what's his name? His name is Ekiya Asher Ekiya. I will be what I will be, say Chazal, I am with you. I will be with you as you are. I'm there for you. I'm there with you all the time. Imo Anochi Vatzora. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was given Simonim. to prove that. The matter changed into a snake and his hand turned into leprosy. For what reason? As proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Take these messages down, take these simonim down and show them. And it's a proof that I am with you. What do we have in our times? We don't have a snare, but one thing is for sure, we certainly have simonim in our times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Anybody who lives here in Ramat Bet Shemesh has these simonim staring them in the face. The enormous growth here, the booming growth of communities in Ramat in Eretz Yisrael, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hay in Ramat Bet Shemesh, and all over the country, the growth of Eretz Yisrael. The yeshivas, which are full, not so much now because of the corona, but the enormous growth and the renaissance of Torah in our times. Those are the simonim of the snare, which we do have simonim in our times. Imran, I'm with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, I am with you. You're not alone in these circumstances. You're not. I'm with you all the time. And these simonim are like the snare for us. We don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu, but we have our leaders as well. But if you're concerned about the message of the snare, that where's the proof HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, which was the purpose of the snare, you have it right in front of you. How can it be that we're living in Eretz Yisrael? We're making Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, and we live with our families, and we have a place to go and daven here. It's very difficult. We're in Mitzrayim under these circumstances. But these are definite simonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm with you. I haven't ditched you. And the great growth after the Holocaust as well. Those are simonim like the snare. The last point, which we must take into account if we're considering the role model of Mitzrayim in the Parsha, is one thing which you can't avoid, which is really the whole Dabada, Laharot HaZapna, one must remember this point. The end of Perut Beis in Shemois describes the scene when everything changed. Because by Yom HaTzmalach Mitzrayim, the king of Mitzrayim died, by Onch and Bnei Yisrael moaned and groaned from the Avodah, it was enormously difficult, by Yizaku, and they cried out, and they called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vatal Shabosam, by Yishma Elokim Es Nakosam, he heard their cries, by Yizkor, and he remembered the Bris Travom Yitzchak and Yaakov, by Yar Elokim, by Yeda Elokim. The next words, Rabbi Yisai, say as follows, U'moysha Hayore, we're up to the snare. There's a catalyst here, which you must see quite clearly. What brought about the Geula? No question, all these domestic scenes, which we just brought, and the Tzniyas of Klal Yisrael, and the Noshim Tzidkonias, as we know, but what changed the scene instantly? That was the Tefillah. Tefillah was the catalyst. Because once they called out from the Avodah, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard their cry, the next scene in the Chumash is the snare, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm with you. What do we learn from this? We learn to change the scene of our Mitzrayim is the Avodah of Tefillah. A person must hold by that, must be rigorous and vigilant with his prayer. Because that's what we see, that's what changed it. In our Mitzrayim now, what we're going through now, what's going on, who knows what's going to be in America. I remember the great Gaon Rav Malinowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to always warn us. I remember in the shul, I used to say many times on Shabbos, we have to be so careful in America that the Democrats do not get in. If the liberals get in, who knows what will be with Klal Yisrael. He kept on saying that several times on Shabbos morning. I remember him hearing it. And this is what apparently is going to be there. We must daven. Kreach of Tefillah is everything. That will be the catalyst. That will be the change, how everything will move on from there. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara says, Hadelet nin elet, if the door is closed, Logim mehela tifzach, it won't open quickly. Says Rashi, what do you do? So you must daven more. You must daven more. If you daven more, when the delet is closed, then there's a chance of being answered. And therefore, the Kreach of Tefillah is really the primary avodah that we have, besides the domestic scene and to understand the simonim, is the Koyach HaTfilah. And I'd like to leave you with one specific posuk, which I think is vital to be aware of when it comes to davening, especially as a matzah of Klal Yisrael. Remember, the lady asked me 2 weeks ago, what do we do under these circumstances? I think it was Zois Chanukah. What do we daven for Klal Yisrael? I remember you asked me that some time ago. But sometimes you daven and you don't feel it being answered. But listen to this pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, Tevu Yud Pasuk Kof Ches. Toicheles Tzadikim Simcha. The Tikvas Roshoim Toiveid. The translation is, the hope of Tzadikim is Simcha, but the hope of Roshoim is doom. The meaning is as follows, says Rabbeinu Yonah. When a Tzadik davens, and he puts the siddur back on the shelves again. He walks away. He must be the simcha. Why? Because he made the best ishtadlus. He did what he could. You did as much as... Once you davened, for cheres tzaddik, if you davened, then there should be simcha. Because you know you did what you possibly... You couldn't do more than that. You davened for the situation, so walk away and be happy. Be relaxed. Because you did as much as you could do under those circumstances. A rasha, when he sees he doesn't get his way, he's doomed. He's so frustrated. He's so angry. He's so... unbelievably furious because he didn't get what he wanted. He didn't get what he wanted. Masha'enke and the tzaddik walks away. Say that. What Hashem does, this is the way it is. This is the nature. And therefore one must bear in mind all the tefillahs which a person makes. Maybe a person isn't answered straight away. You remember the famous story, say if you remember the story, of the Talmidim of Rashach who came to visit the cyclone, Zechutat Levorcha, during the time of Gius Bonus. There was an awful period in Klal Yisrael when the Knesset were about to enlist all the girls in Eretz Yisrael, all the Fum girls, and take them to army bases. There was a tremendous problem in Eretz Yisrael, Gius Bonus, a tremendous problem. And the two Bochurim came to speak to the Cypher, and the Cypher said, where do you learn? And they said, we learn in Ponovich. And the Cypher said, how is Roshach? And they said, Roshach is broken. He's Mama, she can hardly talk to him. He's so broken about this legislation. And Roshach said, if it goes through, we're going to have to tell every single girl to leave Eretz Yisrael. She can't stay. It's not possible. A full girl can't go to an army base. It's not possible. And he was broken, the Bochurim said. So the Cypher turned around and said to him, listen to these words. He said to them, I think it was a parasha of Sodom and Amora, with parashas Vayera. And the Cypher said, it's interesting, that Avraham Avinu davened. He davened, maybe there are 50. But he gave, no, there aren't, maybe 40, no. And he went all the way down to 10. The answer was no. And then at the end of the parasha, the pasuk says, if you look carefully, it says, Avraham shoglim koimai. But of course he went home. Where else would he go? Where would he tell him Avraham shoglim koimai? So the disciple, it means like this. It means Avraham tried. He didn't go. So he went back home and he carried on. He carried on the next day. He did what he could. And therefore said the cipher, please tell Roshach to go to bed early, get up in the morning, and carry on giving his shiurim. We try. We did as much as we could. We davened as much as we could. And it's out of our hands. We can't do more than that. The famous maisa of Rav Shneur Kaplan, when he was very sick. He was very, very sick. And they came again to the cipher and asked him to daven for Rav Shneur. And the cipher turned around and said, you should know, there's no such thing as a prayer which gets unanswered. It might be not answered today, maybe next week, if not next week, next year. Maybe in 10 years' time, maybe in 100 years' time, said the Stifler. But you should know, no prayer ever gets left. It's always answered. Maybe the answer, but there's a response to every prayer. Don't ever think that the prayer that you make just dissipates into hot air and like steam and it... No, it's not like that. The Stifler, whatever you do, whatever prayer you make, you should know it works. And therefore, Tocheles Tadikim Simcha, we daven for Klal Yisrael, we daven for our friends in Eretz Yisrael, we daven the anti-Semitism Nevuch in Europe and in England, the Yidden going through, people are going through great difficulties. We are in, literally, and we are in Mitzrayim under these circumstances. What must we do? I suggest the three things. The domestic life should be as blissful as can be, like we saw from those scenes. The simonim, you must recognize the simonim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us from the snare. And thirdly, is the Avodas HaTefillah, which we learn from the parasha as well. These are the scenes which we're going through. You should know there's a perush on the Haggadah, on the words, B'chol Dovodah Chayav Adam Lira, says Atzma. The perush says, and therefore every single year, you must go back again into Mitzrayim, and rehearse again, because this is the manifesto, this is the Kor HaBalza. Train yourself again in all the lessons of Mitzrayim. And that's exactly what we try to do in this year, to train ourselves to go back into Mitzrayim, because we are in Mitzrayim under these circumstances, to go back into Mitzrayim and again learn through all the lessons, until eventually we come to the time of the Gula Shlema in Mitzvah Hashem. That's our responsibility. And eventually, as the Pasuk says in Micha, I will show you Niflos as well. But in the meantime, we must go back again. And Mitzrayim is a Kor HaBalza, is a representation for us. You know, I'd like to end, that's why I called the Shia. You'll excuse me, but I remember I was brought up by a Velvet in England, and the scenes I remember, and there was a line which always said, once more until the breach. friends, once more, maybe we should say like this, once more to Mitzrayim, my friends, once more, go back into Mitzrayim again, once more, go back into Mitzrayim, Chayav Adam Laharos Et Atzmo, bring yourself back into Mitzrayim again, with all the scenes of the Kor HaBalzel, of the Limudim of Emunah, and the alertness of Avodah, and the empathy for other people, and these are the Limudim which we must take out from here, which I'm suggesting we should take out of this Parsha Mitzrayim. I'd like to finish just with 2 points, which are not necessarily with the Shia, but while I have your attention. My grandson is going through an operation. He's been taken to Manhattan to the Sloan Kettering Hospital. He's going to have surgery on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. I would like to ask you if you would daven for him. His name is Moshe Shmuel Ben Yehudis Miriam. He's going through surgery on Thursday morning, and his mother is there, and my son is at home with the rest of the children in Kiryat Sefer. And he's going through, they found a growth and it's on the knee. He's been going through chemotherapy for the last 3 or 4 weeks there in Sloan Kettering in America. If you would adam for him, Moshe Shmuel Ben Yehudis Miriam. That's the first thing I'd like to ask you. And secondly, I would like to change a little bit the format of this year. I find it very difficult to talk to a screen and certainly to talk to telephone numbers. I'd like to get to know who you are when you come to this year. Can I ask you a favor? That I don't always see your names. People don't give their names, and maybe it's hard people sometimes to show their faces. But could I ask you to send me an email who you are when you listen to this shiur to my email address, Rabbi Y Alpern, A-L-P-R-E-N, Rabbi Y Alpern at gmail.com, and tell me who you are, what your name is, and also give me your mother's name and how long you've been in Eretz Yisrael. Just a little bit of detail and get to know people. I find it very hard giving a shiur to people who I don't know, and people listen to it every week. I'm very thankful that you come to the shiur and listen to it. But I'd like to have more of a personal connection with you. Tell me who you are, where you come from, what your basis is, and how long you've been in Eretz Yisrael. A little bit about you and your name and your mother's name, and I can daven for you as well. We can daven for each other. And we should hear Basula's toast. I'd like to make the shiur more personal than it is. I find it hard just talking to a screen with not listening to know the people. Thank you. I wish you all a good Shabbos. Kol tov.
Shukorak, good Shabbos.
Oh, good Shabbos. Thank you.
Shukorak, Rabbi. Shukorak.
Thank you.
Shabbos, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Shabbos. Thank you very much.